The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
Seven after the hour, as the Doug Steffen portion of My Cool Inventions joins the efforts of John Cremins, who is going to be an award winner today. He's going to live the rest of his life in the lap of luxury in Las Vegas because he's going to win. Akos isn't here, so I can say this, right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, I can get away with this. All right, so the other participants in this hour of the program, Akos Jankura and John Cremins, are both experts when it comes to the industry of pimping, in a sense. And I don't mean that he's in Las Vegas, but it's a different kind of pimping. It's the positive pimping that goes on. Some of you might object to the use of that word, but selling sometimes involves a little pimping. Best example of that is the old identity that car salesmen used to have. The guy with the plaid pants and the polka dot sport coat. Remember him? He wasn't a salesman. He was a pimp. And he would sell you Rich McFadden, who's on my staff, John.
Yeah,
as you know, comes from a car family. Well, I don't suggest that you were a pimp or your father was a pimp.
Well,
but you know people. Come on. You knew people.
I may have had a plaid suit in my closet at some point.
Oh, man.
You know that old. You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
There are the legits, and there are the illegits. And in the case of John and Akos and the other people that have been selling for a long, long time, these businesses, the home shopping networks, could never have stayed in business if they were not doing things the right way. They just couldn't have stayed in business because people are, when it comes to this sort of thing, anyway, I'm not always sure that people are that smart about a lot of things, but when it comes to this sort of thing, people can spot a phony a mile away, right? I mean, you've been on four of these networks. You must have seen your share of phonies that didn't last as they tried to sell things in a disingenuous fashion just to get the sale, and then it falls apart, blows up in your face.
Yeah, it's pretty much true. I mean, we had hosts that would come in and out. I mean, they were the ones that never really got it.
Right.
It takes years to get the kind of respect or integrity that someone like I'm not going to just put myself on a pedestal, but after 28 years, I wouldn't have survived if I didn't have the integrity that the customer or the viewer could come to accept or even always expect from me.
You know, I'm going to bet. I'm going to go on a limb because I don't know your business. I don't know that side of the business. I know how to pitch, but I don't know how to do it on television. Maybe I could, but I don't. I've not had that experience. So when I think about you being on stage for all that, because that's really what it is. You're on stage for, 3 hours at a time? How long do those shifts last?
Yeah, at the beginning, it used to be 6 hours in the morning, 6 hours at night.
6 hours? My God.
In the beginning, it was brutal. Go to work 9 to 3 in the morning till 3 in the afternoon.
Yeah.
Come back at 9 o'clock at night.
Wow.
At 3 a.m.
Really?
Same day. And we go every other day. So basically, you were working every day.
Really? My hell.
Yeah, that was actually brutal. Then it went down to 3 hours, and then I did Sunrise on HSN, and I would do two and a half hours.
Yeah, and that was it.
Yeah.
That's all I had to do. All right. So anyway, the point is that with a lot of these people that are presenting things or pitching things, you get the folks who are just trying to sell you because they want the commission. They don't care about you. They're trying to help you. They're helping themselves. Those are always the people to look out for, and I think you always can see through what they are all about. Now, speaking of that, and speaking of inventions and new things, there's a new, I brought this to the table, John, because I know you like burgers. I'm not a burger guy, but this program is not about me. It's about you. And what well, in a sense it is. So I'm wondering whether you'd be appreciative of the new move toward black burgers. Do you know what a black bun, a black burger, black ketchup, black cheese? Ever seen this?
No.
Yes, I have, and no,
I don't want one.
You don't? Really?
No.
Well, I wondered what to see. I don't know because I don't eat these burgers. Burger King Japan is unleashing its, what they call, Kuro, which is the word for black, apparently. Black burgers. The burgers are blackened by way of squid ink. I can't think of anything that's less appealing than to use squid ink. They also cook the stuff in bamboo charcoal, which sounds okay. But come on. Squid ink?
When I have a burger, it has to be aesthetically pleasing. I mean, I have to be able to look at it and think, oh, that looks so good.
Yeah.
And, you know, if it's juicy and tender and there's bacon and cheese, then I'm happy. But couldn't be anything. It looked like a charbroiled briquette.
The whole idea of it, look at this picture, is disgusting. And charcoal, by the way, those of you who love to cook out, I know you do and Akos does and McFadden and a lot of people listening, there is nothing worse for you than to eat food that is blackened because the carcinogens that are in it are cancer causing. They are, and there is study after study after people say, I don't care, it's good for me, and I have to eat 100 tons of this stuff in order for it to affect me. No, that's not really true. You'd have to make a steady diet of it, for sure, because it wouldn't be that way, you know, if you just had a burger once a month or something that was cooked on the grill. But if you have a steady diet of that sort of thing, and you cook it on the grill. Now, there are ways of cooking in the grill, wrap stuff in aluminum foil, veggies, anything you want.
Just don't burn them.
Well, burning is what, right.
No carcinogens.
Yeah, if you don't burn it, you don't have it. I mean, by the way, if you're cooking on the stove, I have to say this quietly because it happens here once in a while now. The stuff that gets cooked a little too much. And under the circumstances, that might be the greatest thing in the world for you either. All right?
You're not having overcooked oatmeal, are you?
I know. That's not good. Overcooked oatmeal is not good because it's just sticky and yeah. And I don't know, who knows what it does for you. That's that story. Let me tell you about what's going on later in this hour as we have yet another inventor, yet another entrepreneur. The idea here is for you to pay attention to a fellow named Robert Morrison, who's got a product called Cool Down Now. Now, we'll find out as we complete our week of innovators and inventors. He's the last person. Tomorrow we have our Dream Big contest. A couple of the winners from last week that were tied on My Cool Inventions, and then a newly vetted person that's on Dream Big. So we'll have our usual contest. And at the end of the month, don't forget, you want to submit your name, you can submit at mycoolinventions.com or also to dreambigamerica.us. Have them vetted, and you could win at the end of the month, if you're the prize winner, $1,000 worth of promotion and extra help, even though by the time you get there, you will have been on this program 3 times to pitch your product. We all know that frequency is a very important thing when it comes to radio especially, so the more times you tell your story, the better job you do, the more access you're going to have to our audience here. So that's something to keep in mind. How did Bob Garnache do, the previous contestants this week? Let's see, what do we have? I'm looking for my information and I can't put my hands on.
He was the Ribbolator guy.
Yeah, but I'm wondering how he did in terms of thumbs up, thumbs down.
He did 75% yesterday, right. And you're not going to believe this. Okay, right. So I left the studio here.
Yeah,
went down to the convention floor. Right. They have an inventor area there, mm-hmm. And guess who was there showing his product?
This guy, Garnache.
Yeah. Yes. I'm not kidding. I had no idea he was there.
Really?
So I'm looking. I go, wait a minute. That looks like what we just had on. Oh my! It was. He was showing his stuff. Yeah. He had two different inventions here on the floor. Mm-hmm. They put a group of inventors together. They'll try to get like 20 or 30, really? And they showcase them.
Good.
So that, you know, that people can look at the products. And we found some really cool ones, Doug. And we told them to submit to the show and try to get on.
Good.
Because they were some really, I mean, some things that were just, I looked at it thinking, oh my gosh. Yeah. There were ideas that some of these people had that I had never thought of.
Oh, yeah. That's what it's all about. That's why America is such a great country. This opportunity still exists if we can keep the government from screwing everything up. This week, say again?
The 1G Bungee guy was there.
Was he?
That's remember 1G Bungee?
Yeah, a couple of weeks ago. Yeah,
he was there. Yeah. I met the guy.
Yeah. All right, so Eric Kinnear was on with us on Tuesday. So far, he leads 100% thumbs up on his invention. We don't have to worry about Bob because he only gets 75%. So we'll find out how our inventor today does in the scheme of things. Back in a moment with a story of what is making financial regulators nervous. This is My Cool Inventions Radio. John Kremins and Doug Steffen on the air.
These days, when I'm in a relationship, I feel like I'm alone.
Like there's no one behind the mask. No voice on the other end of the line.
Are you looking for a car insurance policy totally devoted to you? At Geico.com, you'll find a sympathetic ear, a shoulder to cry on, butterfly kisses, and easy ways to pay your bill and manage your policy. We're waiting with bated breath to help you save money and talk about your feelings. Geico, 15 minutes could save you hundreds on car insurance.
Insight Daily Radio. Conversations with today's most influential authors, actors, musicians, artists, and creative minds. Tosca Lee is the author of a newly released book, The Legend of Sheba, Rise of a Queen. We spoke with her about the historical life and times of the Queen of Sheba and King Solomon, and her fictionalized love story of the two biblical era leaders.
Writing about biblical characters is always a little bit touchy. On the one hand, these are the stories of people and their exploits that we've heard so much about. Everybody's heard certain stories, like Adam and Eve, for instance. But for many people, the scriptures are very near and dear to their heart. And so going in there and speculating about what those people's lives might have been like can become a very touchy subject as far as meddling with something so sacred and close to the heart. And so it's really important to me when I write my stories to stay as true to the accounts in the scriptures as well as to the historical context as possible, and then also to stay in keeping with human nature. Something was very important to the authors of Kings and Chronicles in the Old Testament to include her. There's something going on in between the lines of this story. What prompted these authors to pull her into the story and say, this queen of the south of this pagan land, a woman in a time when the world was run by men, what was it about her that was so important that they felt her endorsement meant so much to their king?
That's Tosca Lee on her latest historical novel, The Legend of Sheba, Rise of a Queen. There's more online, insightdailyradio.org.
A world without breast cancer is a world with more birthdays. And by signing up for the Making Strides Against Breast Cancer Walk, you will help us get there faster. Because you're helping the American Cancer Society make the greatest impact and save more lives in more communities through groundbreaking research and access to screenings for women who need them.
Walk in Making Strides Against Breast Cancer, because you can help us finish the fight. Sign up today at MakingStridesWalk.org.
All right, so I asked John Creeman's, well, this is a rhetorical question, I suppose, in a manner of speaking. What's making financial regulators nervous? You saw the market has done up and down, sideways stuff. Federally insured reverse mortgages. Ads all the time. Is it Pat Boone, the big spokesperson now? I know Ed used to do those. And then I think Alex Trebek has an ad, isn't that right?
And what's his name? The guy that was he was a senator from Tennessee. Fred Thompson. Actually, I think he still does have a couple that are online,
right,
that are up on TV.
Yeah. Anyway, these are making regulators nervous and the markets because of the high default rates. They're guaranteed. The government got in and guaranteed them, and they've been defaulting. They are gaining in popularity because the people that are holding the bag are the taxpayer. You knew that, right? The taxpayers are holding the bag for these reverse mortgages, and therefore it's making a regular. I don't know how this happened. There's obviously some law that got passed that allowed these things to happen, but they aren't what they seem to be. I mean, I think that's the most positive way of putting it. They are not what they seem to be. So maybe it'd be a good idea for you. I don't think it's bad for the people to get them. Matter of fact, I think it's a pretty good program. It's the taxpayer who's taking it in the neck, and that's what's making the regulators a little queasy, shall we say. 21 after on My Cool Invention.
Don't complain. complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
No, no, no. I refuse to age. How would you like to refuse or even reverse the signs of aging? You can with a breakthrough skincare line that utilizes growth factors and plant stem cells to visibly turn back the clock. It's clinically proven and the results are stunning. Call 1-844-500-0815. 1-844-500-0815. Or visit irefusetoage.com.
Next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare Fuel is the answer. Spare Fuel can be used in any gas-powered vehicle or generator. Spare Fuel is perfect for any unforeseen out-of-gas emergencies. Unlike gasoline, Spare Fuel is safe to store with your other supplies, and it can be stored for many years. Go to GetSpareFuel.com for special pricing. That's GetSpareFuel.com.
Robert Morrison in a few moments here. My Cool Inventions Radio. I'm Doug Steffen along with John Cremins, who is in Las Vegas for the big pitchman. That's right. I think that's when I started talking about pimping, right? I was talking about being in Las Vegas. I was trying to make a funny. But I didn't do a very good job of it. Now, one of the things that we do here is talk lightly, sometimes with passion, and sometimes with great abandon, some of the stories of the day that affect your, this is a program about your economic well-being. We're encouraging you to start a business in your garage, your basement, that sort of thing, come up with ideas. And you've heard John talk about some of these inventors who we've had on the last 4 or 5 months who are showing up at the big invention convention in Las Vegas. Is that what they call it, by the way, the invention convention? What
they call it? It's called the D2C convention. It's like direct-to-consumer.
So yeah, wouldn't it be so much better? Invention convention, that's much better.
I like that, actually. They've come up with this. It's a self-regulatory association that helps to make sure that all the infomercials you see on television, home shopping industry, the direct response people, that they're all ethical and that they're trying to make them better.
Nothing wrong with that. All right. Yeah. Yesterday, the Dow Jones Industrial Average, again, I find the news media is complicit in having us not really understand what reality is. Much better average Standard & Poor's, and then there are even averages that are better than that. Dow Jones only is a ticket for the 30 or 40 biggest and most Brahmin-y blue chips. So anyway, having said that, it's what people notice. The average person who understands little about the economy knows the Dow Jones Industrial Average goes down. That seems to be bad. When it goes up, that seems to be good. So the U.S. Central Bank basically signaled before the meeting yesterday, there were business reporters, John, who were trying to get the new chairman of the Fed and some of the other people that are members of the Fed to, they're always trying to bait them, right? So they're trying to get the news. They're trying to, the getcha question. And so what's the story? And a couple of offbeat questions had been asked of regulators, and they didn't really answer them well. So the news, a couple of rumors, this is how crazy this is. a couple of people report a story and everybody jumps on it as if it were true. So in essence, this reporter found or thought he found the crack in the mirror, and that was going to be when the new interest rate announcement is going to take place, and it's going to move up. Somehow, somebody saying nothing was turned around into, oh, because she didn't say anything, it must be that it's going up. So the Dow Jones Industrial Average takes a nosedive on the strength of nothing. No information whatsoever. And people get killed for the day. Then yesterday, after the bank signaled that it was going to keep the short-term interest rate near zero, the Dow Jones Industrial Average went up 25 points. 17,156.85 is where it closed yesterday. But can you imagine anything as silly? These people, it's just silliness.
Well, I think that, you know, the money, the interest, they know when things are going to happen.
Yes,
they already know it.
Yeah.
And unfortunately for us, you know, we're late. We have no idea.
Well, we can't get in on the good IPOs, for example. I was reading a column from a friend of mine who took his pension of $60,000-$70,000 a year, and he put it into a couple of interesting, very not speculative deals, but things that he was watching himself, and he turned it in a year into $500,000. So
wow.
Those sorts of things can be done. You got to have something to start with first, and that's why we encourage you, if you're working at a job and you're just making ends meet, do this, please. Come up with something you're passionate about, you love to do, turn it into a business, and you may appear here, like Robert Morrison is going in just a few minutes. My Cool Inventions with John and Doug at 28 after the hour.
Attention parents and grandparents, do you want your child to have a head start in life? Now you can give them a great financial head start with the Gerber Life Grow Up Plan. Give them $10,000 of affordable whole life insurance now that doubles to $20,000 during age 18 at no extra cost. Later on, your child is guaranteed the right to buy up to $100,000 of additional coverage at adult rates, regardless of their health or job. For just pennies a day now, you can help secure their financial future. The Grow Up Plan also builds cash value you can borrow from. Get benefits that double, low rates that lock in for life, plus the right to add more. The Grow Up Plan provides your child with safety, security, and outstanding value. Put your trust in Gerber Life today, a name known and respected for generations. Call or click now for free information or to sign up. Don't wait. Call now.
Call 800-796-2860. That's 800-796-2860 for your free informational brochure or go to growupplan.com.
All you ladies and gents out there enjoying the smooth sounds of the interwebs radio, Geico's got a special dedication to make. This one goes out to the inventors of the mouse. Because of you and your rodent-inspired design, people can click on over to Geico.com to pay their bills, manage their claims, and live lives of pure savings. Mouse Masters, you've clicked your way into our hearts for good. Enjoy this next song. It's going out to you. Geico, 15 minutes could save you hundreds on car insurance.
Table for one?
Right. There's like a 12 of you, miss?
Oh, that's just my back office. They're always with me.
Okay.
With Sage, you're securely connected to your back office no matter where you are. So you can make the sale, send the invoice, and see how it all adds up from anywhere.
They're not going to get out of hand, are they?
Now the power to make confident business decisions follows you everywhere. Use Sage to make your back office as mobile as you are at workfromsage.com. That's workfromsage.com.
Headlines, suspensions, FCC investigations. That's Man Cow for you. Here and here, GC.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com, click the blue microphone in the top right corner, and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code P. PLOW.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Back to having some fun and getting some information together. The Doug Steffen, why do I do that? Because of force of habit, I'm entering the 27th year, John, of doing the Good Day program.
Wow.
So how many times a day do I say that, or have I over the past 27 years? 27 past the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program, or whatever the heck it is. It's probably four times an hour times six is 24 times six is, you get the picture. Lots and lots of repetition.
Time.
And it becomes ingrained, so it's just like you open your mouth and it's like hot air coming out. It just... All right, so John Cremins, doctor of shopology, is going to introduce us to Robert Morrison, who has an invention that will cool us down. Is that about bodies or what?
Yeah, actually, this would actually go for someone like you that has a farm.
Yeah,
you're out in the sun a lot, so you tend to overheat. And I do the same thing in Florida because it's just so hot if I go golfing or ride my bike or whatever. But kids always seem to take the brunt of heat worse. They always seem to have a lot more problems. At least here in Florida, anyway, when it comes to extreme heat. Well, this inventor has come up with a gel that is used to cool the body down when you're hot.
Wow.
I want to hear a little bit about this because this seemed like a very interesting product when it came into the invention submission area. And Robert Morrison is joining us this morning from North Carolina. Hi, Robert.
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you today?
Thanks for calling us, gentlemen. That's a good start. That's a good start. All right.
So,
go ahead.
So, Robert, tell us a little bit about Cool Down Now. What actually is it?
Well, what it is it's my wife's fault. That's an interesting way to start an interview, I'm sure. But the truth of the matter is the Lord blessed me with a beautiful and talented wife, and she is a gardener, one of her many talents and hobbies. And a couple of summers ago, it was a Saturday, and she's in her garden should have been a good time had by all, so to speak. And but it was one of those hot, sunny, scorching Carolina days. And instead of enjoying herself, she found herself hot and miserable, like a lot of folks do, depending on their activity. And so her thought, and she tried a lot of the same things that people try to cool off, running inside to the air conditioning for a few minutes, wearing the big hat on her head, pouring water over herself, putting a wet towel around her neck, all that stuff. And she just had the wild idea of maybe I'll try to invent something to cool myself off. And she's not a chemist or a biologist or anything by trade, and she started to mess around with common health and beauty products. And she made about 17 formulations at home. And by the end of that summer, she'd come up with something that really works well. And from there, we had engaged a group called West Consulting. They are scientists, chemists, biologists, et cetera, so forth. So we engaged with them to create an actual formula from our recipe, if you will, and tweak it a little bit more and make it even more effective. And so that's where we are now.
Wow.
That sounds interesting. But yeah, how did you go about going and getting the patent?
Well, I don't know is why his wife isn't here pitching instead of him.
Yeah.
No, that's a great question. She is an international business executive by trade. Actually, specifically, she works with a lot of aid and relief organizations, so like Operation Christmas Child, et cetera, so forth.
Mm-hmm.
So her bandwidth is limited. I, on the other hand, work for myself, and I have for quite some time. I'm an experienced entrepreneur. I've had a successful consumer good previously, so logical conclusion there was for me to take this tremendous product and move it forward.
So how do you go about patenting a gel?
We are patent pending right now, and we're and trademarked as well. The full trademark is done. The patent is pending. I'm not a patent attorney, and I didn't stay at a Holiday Inn Express last night, but basically it's two parts for us. It's the actual formula, the specific ingredients, and the amount of each particular ingredient. And then it's also the purpose of the gel, which is for cooling.
So I'm fascinated by this, by the entire concept of the cooling gel, and I'm wondering if you have thought about trying to get this into schools, or better, you know, from kids that maybe overheat when they're at the out of recess, or maybe perhaps like sell it to businesses that are along the beach or in areas where people are always outside, even like the parks, the major amusement parks. They have problems with that all the time. People overheating,
absolutely,
they're out in the sun. They're having a great time. They're not realizing that their body is just is on overdrive. And I'm wondering if you've thought about doing that kind of stuff with this.
We have thought of some of it, and we've engaged some of those groups. 12 to 14 months ago, when we had to go down the road in terms of actually launching and getting beyond prototype and creating our first run of product, if you will, our first rendition. Obviously, like most startups or early stage companies, we didn't have a whole lot of money to rub together or a whole lot of nickels to rub together. So we really focused on putting together a 3-pack of the product, giving it the best value we could, and selling on the internet through our website. And that's been a big focus for us. But I will say that, for us, I guess the real home run would be retail, or reaching out to some of those groups you have mentioned in if not big box retail, certainly, I guess what you would call, smaller retail or more of a boutique retail approach.
I would even go one step further. I would say the hospitals. I would say the medical profession, because something like this, if it does exactly what you say it does, I am sure there are a lot of mom and pop doctors, MDs, and even hospitals in the medical community that would love to have something like this.
I totally agree. We've had some interest on that. We've also gone down the road with two different entities in the United States military. There's some interest there with it. So, and that's really one of our challenges. The use of the product, the demographic, if you will, is so large that really I think one of our key challenges, which is I think is a good challenge to have, will be identifying maybe who our best customers are, because the potential for how many customers seems to be relatively large. And but I love your ideas, and we've sort of thought about that, but again, based on limited resources and really not a lot of contacts in retail, we sort of went the way of the internet and our website. So that's how we've been selling, and that's good. It's launched us. It's got us started down the right road, we think.
Yeah.
It's proof of concept, so that when we go to retailers and they say, okay, well, does the product work? And they ask us all the pertinent questions, we can say that we've got some traction with the product and we've sold it. And then it's also helped us track kind of who our customer is, where they live, that kind of thing, who's buying the product.
Sure. Yes, so we've been actually here at in Las Vegas at the Electronic Retailing Convention, and we have met a lot of major marketers that we know personally that might be somewhat interested in this. And I'll talk to you that offline, but I would rather listen to the pitch. Don't you think, Doug? I'd like to find out what
the pitch
is going to be like on this one.
Yep, time for the pitch.
Yep. Okay, so here's what you do: is you're listening to us on your phone, or maybe perhaps you're listening in your car or home or office. You get to vote. You get to say what you think about Robert's pitch. He's going to give us in a couple seconds. You can vote by texting to the number 22333 on your smartphone. That's 22333. That's the number you text to. And then you can put thumbs up, one word, or thumbs down, one word. And that'll register as a vote. And you'll see that online on our website. You go to mycoolinventions.com, click the vote button, and you'll see it actually happen live. Now, if you're on Twitter, you can tweet to us your vote. Just put @poll, that's the A with the squiggle mark, poll, and then put thumbs up or thumbs down, and that'll register online as well. So, Robert, here's what we're going to do. We're going to play some music, and in that music, you're going to hear a guy say, well, let's hear it. And when you hear that, you start pitching. You'll have 1 minute to make Doug and I and the whole entire audience here let us know what they think about it. Are you ready?
Sure.
All right, here we go. Let's play the music.
Do you have any ideas?
I have a great idea.
Pitch it to me.
Hey, I got an idea.
Well, let's hear it.
Let's go, Robert. Ready to go.
I'm ready to go. Sorry.
Go ahead.
Here we go. Ready? Okay. Tennis players, golfers, gardeners, runners, ladies experiencing hot flashes, firefighters, welders, beekeepers, sports moms, cyclists, crossfitters, and event spectators. When you get hot, it is miserable and inconvenient. We have all tried to escape the heat. We run inside for a few brief moments of air conditioning or hide in the shade if there is any. We pour water over our heads. We may have even tried one of those cumbersome, funny-smelling, messy blue towels that you must recharge with water frequently. We have something better. Cool Down Now, also known as air conditioning in your pocket. It is a colorless, non-absorbing topical gel that is body heat activated. The gel is used on multiple cooling points on your skin, works instantly, and cools you for up to 4 hours. Cool Down Now works under clothing, especially athletic or wicking gear.
Make or break an inventor. Be our shark and vote. Be bold and submit your product. What the heck? You could only make millions.
All right.
Wow.
But okay. We were short for so I didn't get started. Well, he didn't get started because he didn't hear. That's one of the problems technically. And these people are not radio folks, so we may give them instructions. Start when you hear the voice, but they don't really know what they're listening to. So sometimes there is this gap. What I got a kick out of is sort of like Miss Mackey's Dance School. 1, 2, 3, let's go. Remember, it was a Ringo song. One of the Beatles songs starts with them counting back to 2, 3, 1. Yeah, so anyway, I make that observation because you were entertaining, Robert, I thought, without knowing it. You didn't know you were entertaining, but you were. Now, to the to the essence of I don't feel like I really know the story. I know the story from listening to you before, but after that pitch, I don't feel like I know the story. John?
Yeah, I'm thinking the same way, because I know his time got cut because he started late, and so he really didn't get to the chance to do what we call a call to action, tell us how to get it, where to look for it, or maybe even a little bit more about it. Robert, you went through that long list of people that would want this. It lost me, and I'll tell you why. It just seems like you're just reading a list at that point. And to anyone that would want to invest or help you in a product, you've got to capture their imagination immediately. And I told this to other inventors, and it's not a bad thing, because I like your spirit, I like your passion, and I can tell it through, by the way, you were going through your pitch. So I like that part of it. What I would try to do more, though, is talk to the fact that, you know, everybody, you know, it's the sun, it's hot. Everybody's had that problem when they felt like they're weak, they can't handle the heat. We've got the perfect solution. It's the cool down now. Cooling gel, and then talk a little bit about that, because you create this little image in within 15-20 seconds, and everybody in the world that's ever been outside and is overheated or got way too hot and needed a way to cool down fast, they're gonna grasp onto that immediately, and that's pretty much everybody in America
today. Of course, that's the point. So
that's what I think, Robert. And then I would go into your features and benefits. Your story's great, but the story is can be too long in a minute. In a minute, you've got to capture their imagination immediately, and then call to action. Get them to buy this stuff. Tell them where to get it. That's what I would do. Just a little different, but I think it would work for you.
It's got to stand out in the crowd from the crowd. In other words, if you're going to create a brand here, it really has to jump out. It's so we're hit by 3,000 messages a day. The average American, 3,000 messages a day. Do something, act in a certain way, buy something, go somewhere. So you got to separate. You got to clean up the image and make sure that it's clear. All right. So you need to text thumbs up or thumbs down, those of you listening. If you like what Robert had to say, enjoy the idea that he has, text to 22333, thumbs up or thumbs down on Robert's Cool Down Now. You can dial 888-877-0490 to vote there as well, or vote online at mycoolinventions.com. You get more information there about Robert and what his invention is.
Yeah, I like this product. And already early voting has them at 100% right
good.
Now.
Good. So right.
I think people get it. They just got, yeah, but I just want to get a little more passion there.
Yeah,
you
got to do it. All right, good luck, Robert. John and Doug at 12 before the hour.
It's time to earn your MBA at DeVry University's Keller Graduate School of Management. Keller professors share real-world experience, so students graduate ready to advance in their careers. Get started with our Merit-Based Career Catalyst Scholarship with up to $8,000 for new students who qualify. Classes start October 27th. Full details at keller.edu/scholarships. For students who qualify and start by November 2014, subject to approval and availability of funds, DeVry University is authorized for operation by the TATC, certified to operate by CHEV. In New York, DeVry University operates at DeVry College of New York.
Stephan here, inviting you to make some strides with us. The American Cancer Society is making strides against breast cancer with fundraising walks all over the country, but we want you to join Good Day and others to help finish the fight. It's easy to pre-register, and believe me, it feels great to participate. About 300 of these short races are taking place all over the country, so there's probably one right near your home. Sign up today. You'll find a link on our Good Day site or our Facebook page, so go right to makingstrideswalk.org. Making strides against breast cancer.
Did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you can make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? Yes! According to the U.S. Census Bureau, you can make almost twice as much. Going back to college is now easier than ever. There are select online colleges that provide laptops to their students. In fact, there are thousands of college programs on your laptop. You can go to college anywhere and everywhere right from a laptop. Call My College Laptop and you can find hundreds of programs from accredited colleges and universities nationwide. Start a new career in law enforcement, business, information technology, healthcare, and hundreds of others. Call My College Laptop to find an online college that will provide you with a laptop. In no time at all, you can double your earning potential. Double your earning potential! Call now, 1-800-285-6834. That's 800-285-6834. 800-285-6834.
Everything you love about fall in one mug.
Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams. Sam Adams Oktoberfest is here.
Really good.
Sweet, malty, and delicious.
Cheers.
Oh, wow, that is
If I were to think of a taste of, like, Halloween, it'd be Oktoberfest.
Smooth caramel roasted malt.
In the fall, when I see it, I grab it.
The Oktoberfest is what I look forward to every year. This is just perfection in a glass.
Sam Adams Oktoberfest. Enjoy it while it's here.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite intestinal freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.
Lots of talk and even a vote on Capitol Hill. For the moment, it's all about ISIS. I'm David Weiss, and this is News That Matters. In the House of Representatives debate yesterday on a measure to spend $500 million to train and arm up to 5,000 moderate Syrian rebels to help combat the growing ISIS threat. Here's a bit of the back and forth on the floor of the House, where at times the debate did not break along party lines. Republican Congressman Mike McCaul in favor of the measure, and he explain why.
For if we do not hit ISIS overseas, they will certainly hit us in the United States.
But Democratic Congresswoman Rosa DeLauro of Connecticut, not in favor of the bill, she explained why.
I do not see how we are going to be able to thread the needle, whereby we arm those we think are quote-unquote good guys in this conflict, without inadvertently making the bad guy stronger as well.
Time for the tally.
The yeas are 273, the nays are 156. The amendment is adopted.
The measure was approved, and it is attached to a bill that extends government funding until the middle of December. Yes, remember all the fun we had with the federal government shutdown back in October of last year? Well, the government runs out of money on September 30th without an extension of funding. This legislation, with the Syrian training component and the funding extension, is now in the hands of the Senate, which is expected to vote on it today. Now, here's something else that will matter to you.
Big news. Sprint's offering the hottest deal in wireless. Switch your whole family up to 10 lines to Sprint and get unlimited talk, text, and 20 gigabytes of high-speed data to share for only $100 a month for your whole account. It's double the high-speed data of the other guys for a family of four. Verizon and AT&T charge $160 and T-Mobile charges $100. And they just give you 10 gigabytes. But with Sprint, you get 20 gigabytes. That's two times the data. To make it easier, we'll even buy out your family's contract up to $350 per line. The Sprint Family Share Pack. Only $100 a month. month for the whole family up to 10 lines, including unlimited talk and text on America's newest network. Simply put, it's the hottest deal in wireless. So come into a Sprint store today.
It's 9/30/14. Coverage and offer not available everywhere. Subject to credit. New line port in. Excludes taxes, surcharges, roaming, international, premium content. Price promo through 2015. After 2015, also pay $15 a month per line access charge. $350 via Visa prepaid card and requires online registration. Comparison is 10 gigabyte high-speed 3 and 4G plans for 4 lines. Other data options available. For every network use rules, prioritization and throughput reduction applies. Comparison includes additional 2 gigabytes for 1 gigabyte Verizon data promos. Restrictions apply.
On Wall Street, a record close for the Dow yesterday, 17,157 after a gain of 25 points that followed the Fed's announcement that it would keep interest rates near zero for a considerable time. NASDAQ with a 9-point gain, S&P was up 2 points. The list of NFL players in trouble with the law continues to grow. Phoenix police say Arizona Cardinals running back Jonathan Dwyer was arrested yesterday on charges related to domestic violence. Police say two separate incidents in July involved Dwyer's wife and their 18-month-old son. The Cardinals did not waste any time. They quickly deactivated Dwyer. Meanwhile, Pepsi is letting the NFL and Commissioner Roger Goodell know that it is outraged by what it calls the repugnant behavior of the NFL and its players. Pepsi's CEO happens to be a woman, Indra Nooyi. She released a statement saying how disturbed and disgusted she is about the latest issues surrounding the league. However, she did throw her support in favor of Roger Goodell, calling the commissioner a man of integrity. Goodell hasn't been seen or heard from in about a week, probably hiding under a table, hoping this whole thing just goes away. And finally, a very big day today in Scotland. Always nice to have Scottish bagpipers around in case you need them. Anyway, today is the day of the big vote. Voters as young as 16, which is the voting age in Scotland, are going to the polls in a referendum for independence. In other words, yes means Scotland would break away from the United Kingdom. No means it would remain a part of the UK. Scotland has been a part of the United Kingdom for over 300 years. First Minister Alex Salmond is leading the Yes campaign to break away.
This is about the most democratic, energizing and empowering campaign that's certainly been witnessed in Scotland, and I would suspect in Western Europe.
Recent polls indicate a very close vote. Scottish voters are going back and forth on this. As much as 8% of the public is undecided. Some of the younger voters are comparing this landmark vote to famous Scotsman William Wallace's fight in the movie Braveheart.
And tell our enemies that they may take our lives, but they'll never take our freedom!
Take hold of us because we don't get many opportunities to do things like this. So.
What?
Freedom.
Oh, freedom. I understood that. Whatever happens, best of luck to a country I had the pleasure and privilege of visiting 17 years ago. I even had some haggis. I'm just getting over that. I'm David Weiss. That's the news that matters.
Do you have a used musical instrument gathering dust? This weekend at Guitar Center, turn your used gear into new gear. Now through Sunday, our experts are buying qualified guitars, amps, pedals, keyboards, drums, and more. We'll pay you on the spot, and if you're looking to upgrade, when you trade in, we'll give you an additional 15% off that new piece of gear you really want. We're buying qualified instruments this weekend during Guitar Center's trade-in and trade-up savings event. Plus, visit GuitarCenter.com for a chance to win a trip to see Linkin Park live in Los Angeles. Exclusive plans and promotional offer details at GuitarCenter.com/trade-in-event.
Hello, it's Tom Chenault from The Tom Chenault Show. We are experts in home-based business and residual income. We show people how to make money from their home, either part-time or full-time. And in partnership with Genesis Communication Network, we've organized a team to fight back about people not having money, time, or health. And we need your help. What we want you to do is if you've got an interest in building an organization to fight back against people taking our money, taking our time, and taking our health, we want to talk to you. All you need to do is call this number, 855-308-8326. Again, all you want to do is call 855-308-8326. You can make a tremendous amount of money and end up fighting for a great cause. Please call us right now.